Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Friday, February 18th, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. A plan in Israel could make sharing Christ easier. A Christian aid group prepares to rebuild tsunami small businesses in Jesus' name. And missionary aviation is having an impact on people in Sudan. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Israel's parliament has approved a compensation plan that could pave the way for the government's disengagement plan and maybe peace. As Christians, we know what this means for the future, but what about evangelism short term? Open Doors USA President Carl Mueller hopes it will
provide space for the church and for Christians and as well as Palestinians and Israelis to come together. What's really happened is that the tensions on both sides have been reduced greatly. So we're hopeful, we're prayerful that this is what God will use to bring revival of His church in the Middle East.
Pray for Palestinian Christians doing evangelism because they face violence from both sides.
To the Israelis, they're Palestinians. And all Palestinians are terrorists. To the Islamicists, they're Christians. And the Christians represent the West and Israel.
Financial support for these believers is essential to church growth. Next, a massive bomb rocked Lebanon earlier this week. Former Lebanese President Rafik El-Harari and at least 14 others were killed and many more injured in the attack. It's a sensitive situation that has Baptist leaders in Lebanon praying that things won't deteriorate into a civil war. Christians have a strategic role in the region, and Baptist World Alliance is urging Christians to pray that the Lebanese people will recognize the need for reconciliation and peace. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been 7 weeks since the tsunami slammed into 11 countries in Asia, and already many are thinking rebuilding. World Vision is getting ready to help, and one focus will be on business revitalization. World Vision's Chris Shore says most of the people in the tsunami-affected areas are self-employed.
Might be a small farm, might be a little place where they make shoes, could be a small restaurant. But they're doing something which is owner-operated and running that themselves. Our work in microenterprise development is aimed at helping them.
And they do that by small business loans. I asked how the loans will help them share the gospel.
We tell them. Quite frankly, this is all part of the kingdom work. And we remind people that the reason that World Vision is working is because God loves them.
World Vision needs funding to provide seed money for the program. Go to our website for details. Next, the people of Russia place a high value on their children. Because of that, Slavic Gospel Association is planning to translate, print, and distribute a book called A Faith to Grow On by John MacArthur. It's a theology book written specifically for children. Joel Griffith is with SGA.
We'd like to print about 2 million copies of these if possible. We're going to obviously give them to the churches to distribute in their evangelistic outreaches with children. We also have a goal in mind to be able to get a copy of this book into each library in Russia.
The ministry is to and through the local churches, and Griffith says that's why SGA is helping.
The churches were able to reach out and minister in Beslan in a really special way there, even as they suffered in their own grief from losing their own children. The community was able to see the love of Christ and the comfort of Christ through the churches there, and it's things like this that, you know, when open doors like that are created, we want to help the churches make the most of it.
SGA needs financial support to make it happen. Go to our website to get connected. And finally, the Aviation Ministry of Africa Inland Mission has had a significant impact on the war-torn Darfur region of Sudan. AIM Air has been granted permission to take relief flights into Darfur and provide aid to refugee camps along the border of Chad and Sudan. Partnering with Samaritan's Purse, AIM Air is distributing aid and doing it in the name of Jesus. Pray that many will come to know the love of Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering a monthly church bulletin insert service featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.